Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
20 minutes away from breaking and entering. We hope you join us and stick around with us while we make a very, 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 very special family. Have a great Christmas this year. Big Al Max, been doing it for a long time.
Long time. Me been breaking into houses long time.
We switched it up this year. Normally, we're in the studio while Al goes out and does this during the morning show. But this year, we decided, since all of Al's friends were in prison, that we would go join them in this breaking and entering.
Yeah, so, and I appreciate that. We did it. We did it the same exact way. We went shopping. We stopped by Toys R Us, and we did a whole bunch of shopping. Spent a lot of money for the family, and some other places got involved as well, and we'll tell you all about that, give you the details on how it all went down. You'll be able to hear it as it played out, and we'll do that in about 20 minutes?
Yeah, in about 20. Go ahead and don't put on that mascara quite yet.
Yeah,
could mascara
be a,
alert.
Could be
maybe go
mascara
with the waterproof.
Yeah, waterproof would be good.
There you go.
Jenna Owens. We've been doing top 10 lists because that's what everybody does at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly did her top 10 stories of 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did my top 10 callers of the Kid Nation world of 2014. And Big Al just did songs to poo to.
Yeah, top 10 songs to, poop to.
This was just this was a completely open topic. Freedom of speech being used here.
Okay.
I just came up with the, you know, something that I did a lot this year. A lot of urban definitions out there, a lot of rap lyrics that I like to listen to. You might often hear your kids say some of these words.
Word.
Teenagers always have new words for things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of common expressions that you might be like, I don't even really have any idea what that means, but I'm saying it, or my friends are saying it.
Already.
So for, I'm going to present to you the top 10 expressions I had to Google this year.
Oh, yeah. I needed these.
We got some great audio clips as well. Some of them are song lyrics.
Can you help me out with one just as a selfish?
Yeah.
SMH.
Shake.
Yeah, that's
my head.
I have to admit, I didn't know what it was.
My head
first.
Just one more. Just one more. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah.
LOL.
LOL?
It's not. Yeah, what's LOL?
Lots of love, Kelly.
Lots of love. Okay, thanks.
Did you see?
I thought that was laughing out loud.
It is, Jenna. Oh. Did you see the text from a mom to her daughter that said, just want to let you know, Grandma passed away this morning. You know, she didn't suffer too much, but, you know, I'm really sad. LOL. And the girl goes,
LOL.
Mom, LOL. And she goes, lots of love.
Well, hey, I'm about to edumacate you a little bit right now.
Bring it on,
maybe
girl.
Make you a little hipper if you don't already know some
Jenna.
These. Okay, let's get it
Number
going.
Number 10.
Swerve.
Oh, swerve.
This isn't going to be. Swerve. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty.
Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. Can we
swerve.
Guess? Should we
swerve.
Guess?
Swerve.
Swerve.
Guess?
If you want to guess, you're more than welcome to. We
swerve.
Have the time for guessing all of them. Now, it's swerve is now not going to be the necessarily the Webster Merriam dictionary definition
of
swerve, like when you're in the car and you're actually swerving out of your lane.
Right. Okay.
This is the way Bieber and Kanye and, you know, my hood friends say swerve.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think like,
get your swag on. Swerve on. Yeah.
Well, actually,
what is
it's dodging someone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Swerve.
Like,
that girl, she's so thirsty, you got to swerve that.
Yeah, swerve.
Avoid.
Or like when someone's coming up, like if Kelly's approaching me and I know she's going to ask me for something, swerve.
Swerve.
So it is kind of like swerving out of your lane. I mean, kind of.
It's avoiding,
like, literal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Got it?
Yeah, that's a cool literal urban dictionary.
You're dodging, in a lot of rappers' instances, it's, you know, dodging a girl in the club. Swerve.
Why are you swerving me?
I'm swerving my bill collectors.
I'm going to use that all morning.
All right.
Swerve. All right.
Make that a note.
Come on.
Number 9.
Fobola.
Huh? Look at his temperature.
Oh, hell no. Got Ebola.
That got old real fast.
That was a mean Vine prank parents played on a bad little boy who didn't want to go to school. So they lied and said his temperature was high. So Fobola came about, of course, after the Ebola.
Mm-hmm. So it's fake Ebola?
Well, everybody that they coughed, oh, I've got Ebola. Oh, you got a sniffle. Oh, you got Ebola. And that got real old.
Uh-huh.
The moment that someone has a small cough or sniffle, they believe they have the Ebola and have to announce it to the world. All right.
Fobola.
Fobola.
All right. I thought it was just having Ebola four times.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Lumber sexual.
First came the metrosexual. Mm-hmm. Now the pendulum swung the other way. All that flannel, all those beards, all the work boots. Now Brooklyn is full of not metrosexuals, but lumbersexuals.
These guys are my favorite.
Yes, and you know, man buns are my favorite man trend of 2014. And this led to a lot of new terms on Instagram when I was following man bun accounts, because there's also the brony tail.
Right.
And I didn't know what lumbersexual really meant until I looked it up. This is defined as a metrosexual who has the need to hold on to some outdoor-based ruggedness, thus opting to keep a finely trimmed beard.
Al, I showed you my my favorite lumbersexual yesterday.
Yeah, you showed me this guy. JC was like all about this dude.
Dude, this
like,
Jenna
made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was really awkward, JC. Yeah.
I forgot his name because my computer crashed, and so I lost his Instagram, but he was so cool.
He had a pretty face, but then he had this like real big Grizzly Adams beard.
Yeah, it looked like
hair swept over to the
all
side,
tatted up,
covered
Dynasty,
in
Duck
tats.
Dynasty, yeah.
You know what I like doing, Jenna? I like going on Lumberjack's Instagrams, and I like going all the way back to the beginning to see what they look
the
like.
The transformation.
Before the beard.
Huh.
And a lot of the times, these dudes look way better with the beard.
It's basically a new kind of hipster.
Yeah.
Reserved for straight men normally that want to still be, you know, very GQ.
Yeah.
Do you do the beard, Kelly? I mean, like the, say if it's a metro, a good looking guy, but with a full, almost Duck
Not
Dynasty.
Not full one. I mean, there's this guy that I'm just like, some guys pull it off better than others.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not saying I have a fetish for beards.
Lumbersexuals are putting ornaments on their beards now.
Really? I don't like the bushy ones. I can be well kept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They sell ornaments for your beard, Jenna.
Beard ornaments?
Beard ornaments, Al. They are sold out everywhere. That's how cool these are.
What kind of ornaments?
Just little balls. Little balls on your beard.
Well, they can just have a good meal and get those on their own.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, little
mashed
stars.
Potatoes or something.
All right, next.
So cool.
Number 7.
Turnt.
What? Everybody get turnt!
If you're turned for more than 6 hours, congratulations. You're now legally Lil Wayne.
Now legally what?
Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Hmm.
That was from an SNL parody for a turnt Cialis.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's to get you, it was
way
like the turn down for what, but it was for Cialis. Yeah. So to get you turnt. Turnt is a variation of turned.
You think?
Used only to describe when someone is excessively excited or prepared for the current event. So getting turned up, that normally involves...
I thought it meant like drunk.
Yes.
That's what
it could be.
Well, yes, I'm just trying to make this a little more appropriate.
Oh.
But
yes,
it normally means strongly under the influence.
On the
at a party, like, I got so turned last night.
Yeah, I got turned.
Lil Wayne says he's turned when he's on lean.
I don't understand what turned down for what means then.
Well,
I'm not trying to be stupid.
Well,
I don't know what turned down for what
if
means.
If you're turned down, that means you're a party pooper.
You're Debbie Downer.
So
why would I turn down?
Turn down for what? So don't turn it down.
No, turned up.
Get turned.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn down.
Okay,
for
so
what?
It just means don't be a party pooper.
When people are telling you, hey, you're too turned, calm it down, Lil Wayne is saying, turned down for what?
Oh, he's saying turned down? It's not turned down?
No, he's saying turned down.
Yeah, turnt is like a bit killer. Turned down.
Yeah,
turned down, but it's not turnt down.
Right.
Yeah.
Turnt is just a shorter way
Kelly,
of saying turned up.
This is a.
It could be. That, the name of the song could be Bit Killer for What?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound as good.
So bit I should be collecting royalties, is what you're saying?
Bit Killer.
Bit Killer for What?
Okay.
That was a good remix right there.
Mm hmm.
Jenna, were you proud that I put turnt in my Christmas carol yesterday?
You actually put some words that I almost used today in your Christmas carol yesterday.
Scary.
You really, when you talked about fleek and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, next up.
Number 6.
Yas.
Hmm?
Yas. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yas?
Yeah.
Yas. She's yassing right now.
Yas.
Like,
I've never heard that one. Yas.
Yas.
First of all, if you haven't seen that video where the guy, it's viral video parody where the guy calls 911 because his girlfriend is dying. She's watching a Bay concert.
Okay.
And then she's sitting, he's calling 911 saying, my girlfriend keeps saying I'm dying and I don't know what to do. She's dying because she's so into Beyonce. And she says, yas. What's funny is I've noticed people commenting this on my Instagram. This is a very youthful term.
Mm-hmm.
It really just means yes. But it's Y-A-A-A-A-S-S-S-S. It's just like you're so overwhelmed with excitement.
Okay.
Usually followed by some sort of fist pump or some sort of body convulsion because you were just so excited.
Yas.
You have to say yas when someone says, hey, do you want to go eat at this new restaurant? Yas.
It's like I can't handle it.
Right.
Yas.
How many A's and how many S's? I want to get it right.
Normally, like YAASSS, normally okay. 3 and 3.
3 and 3.
Mm-hmm. All right. 3 and 3.
Got it. Got
Sometimes
it.
You, if
depending
you want
to on
get...
your level of excitement.
I don't want to misspell yah.
Always followed by exclamation points.
Gotcha.
Always evens.
Evens?
Keep them evens.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 5.
Dat, do, dis.
But dat, dat, do. Dat, dee, dee, do.
But dat, dee, dee, dat, do.
That was a vibe.
So those are three different ones, dat, yeah. do, and this, which simply mean that, though, and this, commonly used by those who are either too lazy to add the fourth letter or teen homeboys.
Yeah. Like when you
dat.
See
that.
Like when you right see a there. Girl put a picture up on Instagram and it's a nice butt and you say, that butt, though.
Yeah.
But you missed dare. Like there it is over
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm.
That do this.
Haven't heard a lot of dares this year.
Whoop, no. there
dare
it is.
Over there.
Whoop, there it
mm-hmm.
is. There.
Mostly
there.
Dat and dis.
Yeah.
Al,
over there.
Like Disney on ice.
Yeah.
Al, that's so 90s.
Yeah, Al.
My bad.
Okay, this is
Dat is so 90s.
we're getting down. We're getting right. down to the top few here right now.
Okay.
And this is one of my favorites of 2014.
About, Number 4.
About a week ago.
About a week ago. Week ago.
About a week ago.
I'm assuming that means about a week ago.
I'd say about 7 days ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's pretty literal interpretation.
Yeah.
Jenna, is it between 7 and 8 days ago?
When you say about a week ago, it's really because you're not sure how long ago it was. This was coined by an artist named Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, yeah. Shmurda.
Okay, I can't say the
yes.
name of the song because it's violent. About a week ago actually has a more substantial definition. It's the approximate length and time necessary for someone to have partaken in or experienced a specific activity before all persons within hearing proximity repeat the phrase and spontaneously break into the shmoney dance.
About a week
what
ago.
Is that?
White people are not supposed to do it.
I've never even heard of the shmoney.
The shmoney?
The shmoney dance took the web by storm this year.
It did?
Mm-hmm.
I must not be allowed on those websites.
It's just...
And Kelly, this is that song.
I am
white.
Too white.
You go on Media Takeout all the time. What are you
too
talking about?
White.
No, I don't, because Media Takeout's lies.
And Kelly, this comes from the T.I. Vine video I showed you.
You did?
With the guys in the news studio.
I think the white side of my brain blocked it out.
Kelly thinks T.I. is tied.
Where the news reporters are having fun in studio, Kelly, and they're going, where they at, though? Where they at, though?
Uh-huh.
That's
see, now
the beat of the
about a week ago.
Exactly, but that's from the Bobby Shmurda song.
About a week ago.
That is an excellent song. Look up Bobby Shmurda. Okay, next up.
Right. Number 3.
Top 3.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm over this.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, bye, Felicia.
But the thing is, everyone was saying it this year, and it actually originated. Exactly. People want to know why. I wanted to Google it because it was used. The clip we just played, that was used.
In Friday. Years ago.
When someone says they're leaving, and you couldn't really care less that they are, their name then becomes Felicia, a random bee nobody is sad to see go. Their real name is irrelevant because nobody cares what their name is. Instead, they're now Felicia.
Yeah. Even the Felicia is such a nice name.
I kind of take pride in the fact that I've never used it.
Really?
I've never said it because it's annoying. I mean, after 50 people have said it in one day, I'm like, okay,
and now
you're all real cute and trendy. We can retire that one now.
And now it's been abbreviated to just, JC, you know. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I've always said bye.
Bye. No, but it's got to be bye.
If you like the person, you say bye. And if you don't care, it's bye.
Why is that trendy? I've been saying that since 8th grade. Bye.
Okay.
That's because you got the accent,
well,
though.
Well, now you know where it came from.
But I didn't know where Felicia came from.
Bye, Felicia.
Somebody tried to tell me it came from that Southern reality show. Like it maybe got new life with one of those real...
The
Southern party.
Bartender girls.
Bye.
The Southern show. The Southern reality show.
I know.
Like
on MTV.
They brought it back or something.
You're talking about a show on MTV where they take a bunch of people and they hook up
like
and there are a bunch of DBs.
Reality.
Oh, my God.
So every show they've had.
Every show. Okay, all right, the final two. Here they go.
Number 2.
Right.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Got some club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut.
I'm afraid I don't know.
That one I'm liking.
And Al, this is something, it's an urban expression. Al should know this. Because I had to look up, everyone keeps saying going up on a Tuesday when you're on Instagram. I mean, I've even used it as a hashtag before, okay. You know, going up on a Tuesday.
Is that like a side chick or something?
Do you go down on a Wednesday?
No. This is where this comes from.
Well,
this took a long bit of research because I didn't have an urban friend who could explain this to me. Al, you don't know?
I'm out.
Al's from Compton.
I do not know. I am not even ashamed to say I don't know what going up on a Tuesday means.
Simplified, club going up on a Tuesday means... it's getting crazy in the club on a Tuesday, which is a weird night for a club to go up. And where it comes from is because the club is normally deserted on Tuesdays, but for people who have to hustle on the weekend, working all through the weekend, sometimes through Monday, strip clubs have special deals on Tuesday, which is basically equivalent to our Friday night when you work Monday through Friday.
Oh, it's industry night. That's what it is.
Tuesday.
It's industry night.
I'm going up on industry night.
Okay, I'm gonna start calling out industry night going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, isn't it Monday?
A lot of times it is.
But in this situation, anyways, a lot of these are not going to be as trendy in 2015. That's why I wanted to do them. Everyone's tired of them.
All right, number one
expression.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, number I don't one. Think I really had to Google this one. That I Googled in the year 2014.
Yeah.
I can't even.
I literally can't even.
Me too, girl.
No, like, literally?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even understand how much I can't even.
That's insane.
If there's a scale from one to even, I can't.
That's a lot.
I'm literally so much right now.
Okay.
And I'm dead.
Wow.
I'm literally can't evening.
It didn't even happen to me and I'm not evening.
Not even.
I can't even or literally can't even. It's often followed by the word I'm dying.
Yeah.
The dying last words of the whitest of white girls. The phrase basically means something the girl can't process due to her lack of knowledge outside the world of Instagram. Like, when white girls everywhere learned the pumpkin spice latte had gluten, they literally couldn't eat.
I couldn't even.
Jenna, have you seen that meme?
Wow.
The meme, how much can't, what a white girl can't if a white girl literally could not even.
Mm-hmm. Or the sign I saw outside of a hipster coffee place one day that said, why do white girls travel in odd numbers? Because they can't even.
Ah, gotcha.
I get it now.
Gotcha.
I totally get it. Kimberly has the TV show we couldn't remember, Kelly Raspberry. What was that TV show, Kimberly?
It's called Party Down South. It's like the best, like, redneck hot mess TV show ever.
Aren't they being credited with bringing Bye Felicia back?
Yeah, I think so. Probably for the year. That's probably why it's so popular.
Yeah.
And Mean Girls too.
Thank you for
Kimberly. They brought it back, like this resurgence we've seen.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it was originally in Fridays.
Friday was so many years ago,
Bye Felicia.
Thank you for clearing that.
You're
I was
welcome.
Drawing a blank on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Hopefully you guys got a little
hip education
going on.
We did, Jenna.
Some of these you will be tired of if you're not already by next year. So if you want to check out my top 10 expressions I had to Google in the year 2014, those will be up at KidNation.com.
Who's in the house?
Big Al in the house.
That's right. Big Al in the house.
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 Big Al on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of Big Al Mac in a house.
Mm-hmm. All up in the house.
All up in the house. This is that time of year. Every year we ask our 47 listeners of the Kid Craddock Morning Show to nominate someone that is going through a rough time for whatever reason. And we go through those letters and we do our Christmas wishes.
Yeah. Now, what are Christmas wishes, Al?
Christmas wishes are, well, they're just that. They're people that have been nominated by a listener and they're going through a rough time. And we try to get with some of our sponsors or listeners or just whatever. And we try and do something nice for them. And we call them up and we let them tell, we play them all the time and let them tell a story. And we try and help them out for Christmas. You know, that's just the reason for the season, right?
So we always pick one letter. I mean, it's so hard.
One kind of sticks. And we get so many. You know, it's amazing that 47 listeners can come up with this amount of letters.
It's like, why this one over the others? I can't, you know, it's just a feeling you have about a letter. I remember when Jen and I were both reading the letter at the same time that we ended up choosing. And it was just like, it just...
It clicks.
It hits a part of you that you just...
It's just something about right timing.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes across you at the perfect time. It just, we can't explain it. Just you just know this is right. This is the family we want to help.
Yeah.
Right.
And we choose that family to become our breaking and entering Christmas family.
Right. And that's when I get friends, you know, these guys that have kind of had brushes with the law. And we go out and we do actually break into a house. And we can do this because the person that nominated the family will get the family out of the house and take them somewhere as a decoy, you know? And so then I get my buddies and we go and break into the house and we set up a Christmas tree and decorations and presents for the family, because the person that nominated also gave us an idea of what the family needs.
We get intel.
Kids. Yeah, we get inside information.
It really becomes a mission. A really, really cool mission.
It takes a lot of people to make it happen.
And now, it really does.
We will give you a mascara alert because, you know, in order for us to do this, something happened to this family this year for us to pick them.
Right.
And this year we chose the Elkins family.
Mm-hmm. Elkins family consists of Larry Elkins.
Uh-huh.
He's the dad. Seth Elkins. He's the son. And they were nominated by Bridget and her son, Tyler.
Yeah,
because the little boys are best friends.
The little boys are best friends. Go to school together. Seth is 8 years old.
Larry is married to Natasha, and they were high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, Natasha was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. 10 years ago.
So rare that only 10,000 people
have
ever been diagnosed with this particular cancer.
Now imagine this. She receives this diagnosis 30 days before she and Larry were supposed to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were told that your fiancé is going to have a cancer that is ultimately going to take your life, are you going to still go through with the wedding? Everybody says, yes, I would. Yes,
sure,
I would. But then you
sure.
think about it. You know, you're signing up for something and you don't really know what the future holds, for better, for worse, in sickness or in health. Well, you haven't taken that vow yet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Because men are not natural caregivers.
They're not.
And this is the first time you get to realize Larry is a good guy.
Because Larry went through it.
Larry went
through
it.
They needed to postpone the wedding for a little while to get some chemo or whatever, some treatment.
Yeah, she had to have some surgery. So they had like a little promise commitment ceremony. And then a year later, they tied the knot.
And something interesting we didn't find out in the letter was that she had gone into the doctor just to have a routine procedure done. And then while she was at the hospital for that, that's when they found the cancer.
A lot of times that's what happens.
Yep.
And
so high school sweethearts, they were just out of college, I guess, in love and going to get married. And they're hit with this.
Yeah, and they had a beautiful baby boy named Seth. Mm-hmm. Seth is now 8 years old. And over the past year, remember, this was 10 years ago when she was diagnosed. Over the past year, Natasha's health decreased.
Yeah, deteriorated, just slowly deteriorated.
I believe Larry was actually told that that she would not make it past February.
Mm-hmm. Of this year.
Of this year.
Yeah.
Here we are in December. She ended up losing her eyesight.
Mm-hmm. One eye at a time, like lost vision out of her left eye, I believe it was, and then eventually totally blind.
And now Larry has to take care of his wife and his son. She became completely dependent on Larry.
Oh my gosh, it was so the lady that nominated
Bridget
was telling me that Seth, a little 8-year-old boy, he would get in bed with his mom and read to her his school books at night because she couldn't read them to him anymore. It's just heartbreaking, and that he really started really taking care of his mom at the end as well, too.
And when we walked in the house, the thing you notice is how happy they are in every picture.
Well, it's all the family pictures.
It's all the family pictures.
It's all over, man.
I mean, they were the definition of family.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When we break into these homes, you feel so like you're invading their personal space.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
They don't know.
It's awkward.
They don't know that we're in their house.
No.
Like, these people are out doing stuff, and we're there for a good cause. But
right.
I'm like,
you're doing something.
Now,
we're doing something right.
Right.
But it feels so wrong.
Like, but it does feel wrong.
Yeah.
And Al's done this for 15 times.
Yeah.
Kelly, Jenna, and I had never done this, We're in the house, like, are we allowed to?
I know. It was so bad. It's like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Can I use their bathroom? I just, like, it's so awkward.
And I'm like, if y'all broke into my house and I know y'all coming, you'd be like, man, Al's a slob.
Yeah, I know.
Well, exactly 1 month today.
Yep.
1 month today, Larry woke up and he found that his wife, Natasha, had crawled out of bed.
And blind. You have to understand.
Blind.
This
She's blind.
Blind.
And she blindly crawled across the hall into her son's room to the foot of his bed and passed away.
A mother knowing that this was her last moments and she wanted to be with her little boy. When I got to that part of the letter, I had
to put it down for a second.
Yeah.
Because it's,
you have to really think about that.
It is detailed and descriptive, but it's like,
and this woman,
that's how she wanted to spend her life. She wanted to go say goodbye to
this
him.
Her mother's instinct was to get to her son and blind in the night, crawled and died at the foot of his bed.
33 years old.
I couldn't stop thinking about
it. It's awful. And
that is how unconditional a mother's love is. In the last seconds of life,
That's all she wanted.
The person she thought about the most was her little boy,
sure,
Seth.
Absolutely. Now,
Seth was asleep when this happened, so thankfully Larry woke up and realized his wife wasn't in bed next to him and went and found her and moved her before Seth would see that. He didn't want Seth to see that.
Right.
So just tragic. And only a month, and this is right before Thanksgiving. So they have to go through, I mean, literally right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have to go through that, planning funerals and things like that. And, you know, it's just really hard for a little boy. It's like, why? Yeah. Why?
And, you know, Larry was not calling it a funeral. He kept calling it what we should call it, a celebration of life.
Celebration.
Yes, because that's what she wanted. Everybody that knew her, she knew her prognosis. She knew what was going to ultimately happen.
Right.
But she's like, did you see like the little positive messages? Happiness is an attitude. Happiness is a choice.
Everything.
It's all around the house. Family.
Family is happiness.
And people
choose happiness.
People signing the guest book. Because we did our little research. Like one of the friends of the family, Linda, this is on the guest book for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
I feel very blessed to have known Natasha. She was an encouragement to me every time I spoke to her. I felt like it was impossible to be down around her. She had the quality of making the person that she was speaking with feel like all her attention and concern was focused on them at that moment. Mm. She really listened. She was a very bright light in our world. She's missed now and will be in the future.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I feel like disappointed that I didn't get to know her and know that light.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because I don't know how I, you know, knowing if I had to leave my daughter's 8.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't have time with her, I'd be angry. I'd be angry. Why me, God?
The strength,
and she wasn't like that.
The strength it takes to be happy when you're in that situation for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years of your life. Your last 10 years, you're sick. And she was, every comment I saw was she was always happy. She was always smiling. She was always joking around.
It makes you really put stuff in perspective.
Everything in perspective.
Like you think you got problems? And then you're like, no, I don't. I don't have problems.
I feel guilty complaining.
Right.
What a great person.
Yeah.
Natasha was.
So we were very honored that we got to do this for this family. Mm-hmm. And, it's tough, like you said, breaking into someone's home and invading their space like that. But, you know, we wanted to bring some Christmas cheer. And thankfully we did because we walked into this house.
Yeah.
Even the neighbors in the neighborhood, you remember they came out?
Oh, they were coming out because they see all these strange people. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we have like 8 people over there. And they're like, this was such a beautiful woman. We're so glad. They didn't even know what we were doing 100%, but they kind of saw
us taking
gifts and stuff in the house.
And they raped about her husband, Larry. Almost, you know, Kelly and I were talking to the nominator, Bridget, who was one of Natasha's best friends, and she was just going on and on about the love story between the two of them, how in love they were with one another.
Yeah.
Like, almost cynical women, we don't even think that exists.
It's like we see it on TV. We see it in the Lifetime movie of the week, but we never see that in real life until we met Larry Elkins.
It became so real, and, you know, it was very difficult for Larry to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be? You just lost your wife less than a month ago.
First, everything is hard. First Thanksgiving, first Christmas.
So, when I think about it.
So we have to put together a plan.
Yeah, we did.
Now, what was the plan?
Well, here was the plan. Now, again, the family was nominated by this young lady by the name of Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Bridget's help, we did some surveillance on the house.
Shannon went out.
Out to the house and found out exactly where it was. She found out what kind of car the man drove. She went to the job where he worked, found out exactly how many minutes it would take to get from the job to the house.
In rush hour traffic.
In rush hour traffic.
Remember, Shannon's nickname is Psycho Shannon.
Right.
So she took that expertise.
She's good at this. And so we knew it was going to take 14 minutes in traffic to get. We knew exactly. Assuming he didn't make any stops.
Yeah.
Then we had to take care of Seth. Seth is an 8-year-old son, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So we knew exactly where the daycare was. He goes to daycare after he gets out of school because Larry can't pick him up at that time.
Yeah.
So we knew where the daycare was.
He actually goes to daycare with Bridget's son, which made it easy for us.
Right. So the plan was for Bridget, the nominator, to pick up Seth, Larry's son, and her son, and then bring them to the house at approximately 5 o'clock. Now, Larry gets off work at 5 o'clock, so it takes him 14 minutes to get from his job to the house. So we were, not only did we have someone watching Larry to see exactly when he got off work, we had somebody staked out watching
Lacey.
Him. Lacey.
Lacey,
our screener.
Phone screener. She was staked out at the job site.
Yep, and then we had Trey in production. Trey is outside in the street just making sure there were no bogeys coming in. And there were bogeys.
Oh, plenty of bogeys, Al.
So we got people everywhere. And then we went to Toys R Us, got all of this stuff for the family.
They gave us a huge gift card, and
we went over it.
Actually.
Yeah.
And this is a sensitive mission because it takes one person one person to blow the whistle.
One person. That's right. And so that's why we were all scared. But when we saw the neighbors, we're like, oh, please don't call them and tell them there's strange people at the
house.
Or
call 911.
Yeah, 911.
I don't want to deal with the po-po.
Oh, I can handle that. I can handle that.
So the plan was for us to be all set up and ready when they walked in the door. And the timing works perfectly, as we hoped.
Yeah,
and they were going to walk in and we were going to surprise them with toys and...
Did we find a way to screw it up?
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe
you'll hear about that coming up.
Oh, boy.
We had to go shopping for the toys and all that stuff, so we went to Toys R Us. And when we arrived at the Elkins home, here are our thoughts as soon as we entered their house.
Okay, we're in the house, y'all.
Yep. Wow, this is really surprising. There's not one sign that Christmas is coming in there.
No tree, no ornaments.
I can't really blame them. I mean, it's only been 4 weeks since Mom passed away.
4 weeks to the day.
I wouldn't feel much like celebrating either. But, you know, we got to put some Christmas cheer in their hearts. And hopefully breaking and entering Christmas will make that happen for them.
We were just talking to one of the neighbors outside, and she was telling us how when Larry comes home at lunch, it's hard for her to even look at him because you could tell he's just so devastated.
It's just so new. Mm-hmm. So new. The wound is still very fresh.
Is it normal that I feel a little sad because a month ago this house was a family?
I know.
It's like when I walked in the door, the first thing I saw, and I know this is quite sad, but you see photos of Seth and Larry and their mom who passed away a month ago, and you just see boys' shoes at the door.
Right.
Because, you know, we always leave our shoes at the door when we come in, and now it's just the boys' shoes.
Mommy's missing.
And did you guys notice as soon as you walk into the door, there's like a month's worth of mail, bills or whatnot that just hadn't even been opened. He probably just hadn't had the energy to do it, to deal with it.
And a lot of that mail has her name on it, too. Yeah. So every day you look at the mail, you're reminded.
Every single day. Well, let's try and bring a little sunshine to their lives. Okay?
I want Larry to smile.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we brought a tree because they don't have one. We got a tree, lights, ornaments, and a whole truck full of presents from Toys R Us.
So excited.
Let's go get it. We got
to
start wrapping.
We're about 2 weeks away from Christmas, and no Christmas tree.
No
in that
Christmas
house.
Tree. And here's a word to the wise: if you're hanging Christmas ornaments on a mantle, don't do it with Scotch tape because they won't stay up.
No,
leave that to the ladies.
Yeah, Al is the worst decorator.
I tried.
This is so fun. Yeah, we just went on a huge spree and got tons of stuff and even wrapped stuff.
Wrapped stuff. That was cool. And you know, that's the best part: watching little kids like rip open wrapping paper and stuff.
Yes.
And so we got all of these gifts. And we set up the tree, put it in the corner, got the lights on it, got the ornaments on it, and wrapped some of the gifts we didn't wrap, and put it all together so that when they got home, it would be like, what the heck? Christmas just threw up in here.
That's exactly what we want to do, Al.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, while we're doing all this, while we're setting up the tree and the decorations and put the presents under the tree, we have to keep on checking.
Yeah, we got the stakeout going on.
With Lacey, who was staked out at Larry's work.
Yeah, so we had to make sure he didn't get off early or he didn't, you know, stay at work late or, you know, whatever.
So many things could go wrong.
So many.
So here we are checking on Larry's whereabouts.
Hey, I am currently staked out at Larry's job right now. I'm about 10 parking spaces away from his truck. I'm waiting for him to get off work. He'll be getting off work here soon. I'm about 10 spaces away. I'm kind of parked out in the open, but I'm wearing a big floppy hat and reading a newspaper so I can stay inconspicuous. And whenever he leaves, I'm going to try to tell behind him, but I don't want to stay too closely because I don't want him to notice.
Great.
Good.
Mark. Okay, now let's check in with Trey. Trey works in production. Trey, are you there?
I am. I parked just a couple of streets down trying to scope out when they come around the corner.
Okay.
What's the neighborhood like? A lot of traffic? What's up?
It's a blue-collar neighborhood. We've got a couple of houses scattered around with decorations on it. Anybody that's walked by has waved at me and kind of been like, who is this guy? Why is he just hanging out right here? But it is it's a nice, cozy neighborhood that looks like it's filled with a lot of friends. Over.
Trey.
Over.
yeah, that's the thing.
Say over on the radio.
How cool these guys took this very
cool are walkie-talkies, though?
Yeah.
I mean, especially when Al doesn't know how to use it.
I've used walkie-talkies. Normally, you know, my guys would have some type of sign. You never know. You know, every situation, every year is different. But the walkie-talkies really did come in handy. In fact, we had a little fun on those walkie-talkies.
Yeah,
to give everybody cool code names.
Yeah, I love code names. Big Al, do we have code names for this caper?
Yeah.
Sure, we have code names. I have code names for everybody.
Okay. Introduce us.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah. This is the good part.
Kelly is known as Red Riding Hood.
I love that. Oh, that's a good one. That.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, okay. Jenna?
Jenna will be known as Walk of Shame.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's a good one.
That's fine.
What
it's
about,
normal.
What's my nickname, Al?
JC will be known as Green Card. Okay. You're not stereotypical at all.
I just got mine last month, so thank you. Yes.
And who are you?
I am Black Bean.
Black Bean?
Black
Why
Bean.
Not?
Why Black Bean?
Black Bean.
Because he's feeling kind of gassy.
Okay. Yeah.
We did have time to do some of this fun stuff. I mean, we arrived at the house
waiting
2 hours early practically.
We wrapped a little too fast. We had time to kill.
We have officially started our breaking and entering 2014. We picked a family.
Uh-huh.
The Elkins, Larry and his son Seth.
Right.
Whose wife passed away a month ago to this day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At the foot of her son's bed.
They were nominated by Bridget, and with her help, along with her son Tyler's help, we were able to take the family, get them kind of situated over in this other place, get people staked up over here while we're doing surveillance, while we're setting up the breaking and entering Christmas 2014 right there in their living room.
So we're in the middle of the mission now, Al.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
We are anxiously waiting. All the presents are wrapped. The tree is put up. Ornaments hung.
Mm-hmm.
The house is still. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us inside this super empty, quiet house.
Yeah.
Oh, filled with presents.
Yeah.
Filled with presents.
Right, right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Christmas threw up in there, Al said.
I know. We're getting nervous and excited.
So we even had a hidden mic on Bridget.
Yeah.
Again, Bridget's the person that nominated. She's got Seth and Tyler in the car with her, and they pull up. They don't have a key.
Yeah, the whole premise is they're all going to go to dinner later.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'll save you the trip of picking up your kid because I'm going to, you know, because it had been at that point 4 weeks.
Right.
Yep.
And they wanted to go to dinner and just kind of honor Mom's memory, and so she's out in the car. We have her mic'd up when they pull up with both kids.
We have activity in the parking lot. Larry is now entering into his truck. Looks like he's putting the keys in the ignition, and he will be en route here in just a moment. I'll keep you updated. He is in his truck right now.
Now I'm super nervous.
Trey, you're going to have to keep us posted. Let us know if there's any activity on the street. Copy?
There's a black SUV approaching, presumed to be Bridget.
Okay, guys, Bridget just pulled up with Seth. She's in the driveway right now.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can hear them. I can hear them in my headphones right now.
What are they saying?
They're just talking, small talk. They don't have a key to get in, so they have to wait on Larry to get here to let him in.
Larry's going
to
be here any minute now.
Let's listen in. We have a mic inside Bridget's car right now. She's in the car with Seth. Let's listen in.
You know, like, you get a box, and, like, you have a string and you drag it.
I wonder if my dad's with my granny and grandma.
And Mimi and Papa.
Why do you ask that?
We're going to dinner with them today.
Oh, tonight? Oh, okay.
Can I have Starburst, please?
Only one. Okay. Y'all don't need any sugar.
Good
especially
mom.
Before you're supposed to be going to.
I only ate three.
Three? What, goldfish? Or just the, one.
Because
you want to wear on dinner, huh? Yeah?
And they're laughing, talking.
Okay, good, good.
They're having a great time.
So who's the other kid in there again?
That's Bridget's son, Seth's best friend.
Can you believe we're like 20 feet away from them right now.
I know. Like right there.
Like seriously, a wall away. So there we are, sitting inside the house. Little Seth has no idea what's going on.
Eight strange people in his house.
Yes. Posse.
Now remember, again, Larry and Seth have no idea that we're in their home.
No.
This is a complete stranger. We're complete strangers to him.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything can happen.
If somebody is in your house, things could happen.
Yeah.
So
things do happen.
Things do happen.
So then finally, Larry is pulling up to the house, and it was go time.
Hey, we're getting really close to the house. We're rounding the corner. Y'all get ready for it, okay?
Oh, my God,
we're
this is it.
There.
This is it.
I've got eyes on the fox. Larry is pulling up now. The fox is in the hen house. It's
go,
hide.
Let's go. We got to hide.
It's time.
We got to hide.
You want to hear what happened next? Because I've been doing this thing 15 years. Boy, did I miss having my real professional thugs.
Yeah,
oh, really? Yeah.
Did
Let's
I
be
miss
honest.
Having my professional thugs with me? Because this was ludicrous. This was how you...
The professionals would have never had this happen.
We've been working on this thing for 5 straight hours, from noon till 5 o'clock, waiting on Larry and Seth to get home. And the one thing that can't happen, happened. Next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of our breaking and entering mission.
Smack dab in the middle of breaking and entering 2014 when we break into someone's house that's been nominated by a listener that's gone through kind of a struggle, a bad situation in the past, and we try and brighten their Christmas, their holidays.
Yeah, but if you're just tuning in now, we want to catch you up to speed real quick on where we are in the breaking and entering process.
We'll introduce you to the family real quick. It's the Elkins family.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, who's the dad, who had to take care of his wife, who had a really rare form of cancer,
mm-hmm.
ended up passing away a month ago.
A month ago today.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
I don't.
She passed away a month ago today.
Uh-huh.
Sole provider. He works. Took care of his wife, who went completely blind
mm-hmm.
because of this cancer. Takes care of his little boy, Seth, who's 8 years old. And now we're going to surprise him.
We're going to surprise him.
So, Bridget, who's the nominator, picked up her son and Larry's son, Seth, from daycare.
After school care, because, uh-huh. you know, both parents are working parents.
Yep. And she's parked outside of Larry's house because she was bringing the kids home. Larry's the only one with a key.
Right.
Larry is on his way home. We had our phone screener, Lacey, at his work, mm-hmm. making sure we knew when he was going to arrive because Shannon had been staking out the house and his work all week long. So, we knew it took him 14 minutes to get home.
Exactly.
When they arrived, they're going to walk through the front door, and we're going to surprise them with presents, a Christmas tree, some really cool experiences.
Yeah.
Up to this point,
everything was going smooth.
Great. Right.
Smooth. We even had time to stop and have lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is going so smooth.
Perfect.
As silk. Then something happened that has never, ever happened in the history of breaking and entering.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the audio of what's happening inside of Bridget's car. When Larry arrives and they come into the house. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Breaking and entering, about to become real.
Wait, let's start over and make a party. I think he's coming, I think.
The him?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Is that Mr. Larry?
Yeah,
it's... Oh, it is? Cool. Okay, don't jump out so I can get y'all's, No, don't jump out the back, okay? Hold on.
The only
on.
Person that knows is Bridget.
In the hen house. Take cover, Santa Team 6.
We're hiding.
Hey, how are you? Good. They're hiding, so.
Nice
thank
to
you
meet
so
you.
Much. I appreciate it. Y'all get it so we can.
Okay, here we go. This is it.
Okay, so they're at the door, right?
Dad's got a key.
They're breaking.
Huh? You wanted to open the door? I know.
Shh.
You want to? Oh, you got a man cave? How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Nervous. I'm so nervous. What if they're upset?
They're walking to the door.
The door's unlocked.
Stop
the
right here, Jesse. Stop right here. Okay, so we're hidden inside the house, right? The front door of the house. I mean, we have to turn all of the lights off without them kind of noticing.
Yeah, so he thinks it's just like it was when he left that morning.
Right. And they have this front door, like a lot of front doors. It has a huge glass insert in it, so we can't move around very much. Shannon's got one job at this point because we've been going in and out and in and out and in and out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Shannon is in charge of locking the door to make sure that everything is just like it was when they left for work and school that morning.
So you're throwing Shannon under the bus.
Right, now we know it was Shannon.
Okay.
So now, I didn't know who it was until now.
So now the family is walking up to the front door of their house, and this happened.
The door's unlocked? The bottom lock?
Uh-oh. Seth does not know how to do it, so...
There's a new the door.
It's a new door anyway.
Oh, good job, pilot.
You can go around the back. Hold on.
Somebody locked the wrong lock.
And now he's saying he's going around the back, which is exactly where we're all hidden and put all
and
the boxes.
So I scrambled to shut the curtains. Oh my God!
Do you
we're
get
panicking.
This? The man left his house with one lock locked.
Yeah.
And Shannon locked both of the doggone locks.
And now
they don't have a key to the other lock.
And remember,
we're busted.
We put up a Christmas tree with Christmas lights and this Christmas star at the top of the tree that has this disco thing going on on the ceiling.
It looks like
like a rave in their living room.
Yeah, so there's a rave going on in his living room, and he has no idea what's going on. He's about to go to the back door.
He's going to the back door where he never goes into the house.
Okay.
And on the back step, we've got boxes from the Christmas tree, boxes from decorations.
Okay.
We all hit right. it out there.
Let's go. Okay.
He's going around the back. Come here.
Coming back. Why?
You hear the desperation in Bridget's voice?
This has never happened. This has never happened.
Oh. They locked them out of their own house.
Who locked them out?
They locked the door. Dang it.
Kelly, don't move. Don't move. Don't. Nobody move.
Nobody.
Oh, God.
Back. He's going to see the lights.
He's trying to open the door.
He don't even know what key it is.
Come on.
Okay, stop it again, Jesse. Stop it again. Okay, so we've got stuff like blocking the back door because we got all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah.
We've got a radio station basically set up in the house, and we're expecting him to come through the front door. We got GoPro cameras. We got cameramen. We've got audio equipment all focused on the front door.
Right.
Daddy's going around to the back door because Shannon locked the wrong doggone lock.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Shannon.
And Larry.
And we've all hidden so that they can't see us from the front.
Yes.
And now we got to move so they can't see us from the back. But we don't want anybody to see anybody staring around.
It was chaos. So finally what happened was Shannon unlocked the door.
She went to the front door.
The problem is at the back. We had also deadbolted the back door.
Right.
And there's no key for that.
Larry
so then at that moment,
it.
Shannon went to open the front door so they could go back to the front.
So now Larry's probably on high alert. Something's happening in my house. Yeah. I need to get ready to kung fu.
How in the world did I lock myself out of my own house?
Right.
I have the key.
Okay. And let's see how this panned out for us.
Come on.
Thanks, Shannon.
Stop
Shannon, open the door.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Hold on. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was the wrong key, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the wrong key.
Sorry, we locked you out of your own house.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you're watching Kid
Don't
TV.
Don't beat us up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Let me explain.
Okay. Come on over here first. Get
somebody
over
locked
here.
The wrong
come on
lock.
Over here.
Little man. Sorry.
I'm Big
sorry.
Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is JC. This is Jenna.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
And I'm sorry that we locked you out of your own house.
Sorry.
I have done this.
How are you doing,
nice
sir?
I've done this 15 years with my band of thugs, and we have never had a situation where we locked the homeowner out of their own house. I do apologize. But your friend Bridget has nominated you for the Breaking and Entering Christmas. We have broken into your home, as you can tell.
Sorry about that.
And it was way easier for us to get in than it was for you to get in. We didn't have to go around the back. But we brought you lots of stuff for you and Seth.
Yeah,
and
look behind you, Seth.
Seth, you were the first one into the house. What was your thought when you saw everything?
It was awesome.
It was pretty awesome, right?
Your jaw dropped, Seth, when you came in before your dad.
Well,
and you saw us. Like, what were you thinking? Who are these people?
Uh-huh.
Larry, let me ask you this. Before we get into all the other stuff, what was your thought when you pull up to your own front door and you couldn't get into your house?
I was trying to figure out what's going on.
And then you walked to the back door and you couldn't get in the back door either.
And well, I noticed there were some boxes outside, so I was like,
oh, no.
But
yeah, we're just like this.
I know, but okay, still, when Larry walked in,
we're making a big deal out of
his
that,
face is a face I will never forget.
Yeah, he was shocked.
Yeah,
because it was shock. It was happiness.
It was curiosity.
It was curiosity.
Yeah, you can follow along with this on Kid TV.
Please
while
do,
you're listening
do.
In the car, those who can watch on Kid TV.
Yeah. It's almost like Larry didn't. He didn't recognize his house.
Yeah.
It was like it was a brand new house to Larry.
Yeah. I mean, the Christmas tree was up. They had no Christmas tree. The decorations were up. They had no decorations.
Yeah.
And presents.
Now, Larry had no idea what's going on. So he had to find out. And now you get to hear the letter that Bridget, the woman who nominated Larry and his son, wrote to us when she nominated them.
Dear Christmas Wish, I'm writing to tell you about my friend Larry and his 8-year-old son, Seth. Larry was married to his high school sweetheart, Natasha, who passed away on November 18, 2014. She was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer called, you gotta help me with this, Larry.
Adenoid cystic carcinoma.
Thank you. She passed away at just 33 years old. Larry loved his wife with his whole heart. During her last year, he took care of every need that she had. This meant missing a lot of work, but he knew that her health was deteriorating quickly. She lost vision in her left eye and then suffered total blindness, which meant complete dependency on Larry. He never once complained or felt sorry for himself. As the cancer spread, Larry did more and more for Natasha while continuing to keep his life as normal as possible for Seth. Still, no complaints. Instead, he kept a positive outlook on life. Sorry. He's truly a model for what a man, a husband, and a father should be. On the morning of November 18th, Larry woke up to find Natasha had blindly crawled to the foot of Seth's bed and passed away. He picked her up and carried her out of the room so that his son would not see her this way. I cannot imagine having to do this with the only woman that you've ever been in love with. I know that Larry and Seth are hurting. I know that Larry is worried about finances and how he'll pay the bills that are due now, catch up on what's past due, and give Seth a normal Christmas that will bring him some sort of necessary joy. We just found out that Natasha's disability pay is non-existent, so everything is on Larry's shoulders. It's a huge weight to bear. Medical expenses are insane. Even with the insurance benefits, how is one man expected to do so much? It is my Christmas wish that Larry gets a minute to just breathe a sigh of relief. He needs to see joy in Seth's eyes, and Seth needs to feel happy again. He's angry. He doesn't understand why his mom left him. I know that stuff won't help with that, but he's a kid. With kids, it's the simple stuff that brings a smile to the faces, a distraction. If this could happen, I know that Natasha would be looking down from heaven with a grin that even God himself would envy. Thank you for considering my wish, Bridget. Whew. Somebody hug me.
And it's just been a month, right? And it's like you're really holding up, but you knew this was coming, but still to not have her here for the first Thanksgiving, for the first Christmas, I mean, it must be really especially hard for you.
Yes.
It's hard, you know, as a mom, I couldn't imagine my children not having me. And then Larry, truly, if you looked in the dictionary, if you were to see husband, father, man, it would literally be this man. And I truly mean that because he's been just nothing but so sincere and kind and just so patient when Natasha was sick and just so gentle with her and never, ever, ever was upset or frustrated or anything while also holding it down for Seth. And literally, Larry is like any man's, you know, envy. Like, I can only wish to be like him.
Can I tell you just how, when you meet somebody, you could tell that they're a good person?
How genuine they are.
How genuine.
Yeah.
How warm Larry was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just gentle and strong.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. It was hard for him to talk a lot, but, you know, you can watch the video. He was so moved, but it's a difficult thing. He's being tough, but it's,
guys out there, that is what you should strive to be. You shouldn't strive to be
a
football player, an actor, or no. You should strive to be the kind of man Larry is.
A good person, yeah.
A good father, a good husband.
Yeah.
And now we get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that Larry and Seth could make new memories.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted them to have new beginnings.
Yeah.
Because this is a whole new life they're going to have to embark on.
So here I am trying to give Seth something that I think is awesome. Let me tell you what we got in store for you and little Seth, all right? We want you guys to, first of all, have some outdoor fun. So we got a 30-foot RV for you guys to take a 4-day camping and fishing trip anywhere you want to go.
And look at the tree. Look, there's a fishing pole.
Fishing pole, though.
Well, Kelly, that's a fishing rod. You're from South Carolina. Don't you know the difference between a fishing pole and a fishing rod?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, El Monte RV hooked us up with a 30-foot RV for a 4-day trip. Also, in addition to that, the folks at Academy Sports and Outdoors are giving you all the camping and fishing gear you might need. You got a lantern, dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
More than a lantern. You got tents. You got blankets.
Yes.
You got this really cool car light thing.
Car light thing.
I got
see?
A car light thing. You got passes in the Great Wolf Lodge. You got season passes to Trinity Forest Adventure Park. It's a real cool place with zip lining and all their little challenges. You guys can just run around outside and have all kinds of fun. Tickets to iFly Indoor Skydiving. Have you done this?
No, I've not.
This is cool.
I've tandemed.
You've done the real deal, yes.
I was like tanning. Well, this is not tanning.
This too.
All white people think
my
about
daughter
tanning.
Did it. She's 8, and she did it too. It's awesome.
It's really, really fun. Also, Monster Jam, you know, monster trucks and whatnot. We got your tickets to that. Marvel Universe Live and AMA Supercross, and also winter fun passes to Main Event.
You're going to have to take off work to get all this stuff done.
I hope you got a lot of vacation time.
Yeah. It's like a full-time father-son of planning going on.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is a lot of cool stuff.
Awesome.
All right. You love the word awesome. I like that. That's awesome. Yep. And that was just the beginning. After we gave Seth and his best friend some small presents to unwrap, JC gave them some more gifts.
We're going to send you to a Texas Rangers game. You guys are going to go on the field, take batting practice, hang out with the players. Some of them are going to be down there. We got you season tickets, all home games to the Dallas Mavericks for the remainder of the season. Compliment to Mark Cuban,
because
Kelly knows him very well.
Well, not well enough.
You guys are also going to head on out to the Dallas Stars game. And we're going to get him a signed football from Tony Romo, because we heard he's a big fan of his.
He is.
So Tony, look at the smile on that kid's face.
It's exciting.
Tony heard about you guys, and he was really moved by your story, and he wanted to do anything possible, and we said, well, he really wants a football from you, so let's get that.
He's even wearing a Tony Romo jersey in his picture in your little family pictures up there.
And we got him a new Tony Romo jersey and a Chandler Parsons jersey. He's hugging it.
He's hugging it, yes.
How are you feeling right now, Seth?
Good.
Are you ready to have all those new experiences with your dad and have a good time?
Yeah.
Now I need you to make me a promise, though, Seth, since we got all this stuff for you. Can you do something for me?
Yeah.
I want you to always remember this day. Can you do that?
Yes.
And I want you to always have a positive attitude and know that good things do happen. Can you do that for me?
Yep.
Simple answer.
You got the finger point, too.
Yep. He was too busy with his Nerf gun.
Yeah, he was.
You guys.
When we come back.
Yeah, that's not all.
There's more. Yeah, there's actually more. We've broken him. Well, we broke into the house. We locked it up so they couldn't get in. And we have some big gifts that will hopefully change their lives. And JC is going to get real with Daddy Larry. All that next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So the breaking and entering mission, fully underway. Catch us up, Big Al Mac.
All right. I'll catch you up. Bridget nominated her friend Larry, who has an 8-year-old son by the name of Seth. Seth lost his mother. About 1 month ago today, actually, to cancer. It was a debilitating cancer that she'd actually been diagnosed with 10 years ago. So, anyway, she nominated Larry and Seth. They've been going through a hard time, and we wanted to grant them a Christmas wish to the nth degree, the breaking and entering Christmas. Everybody got together. We went to Toys R Us, got a whole bunch of toys, broke into the house. We have a person watching Larry. We have a person watching Bridget and Seth. We bring them all together at the house. They're locked out. They finally get into the house.
Get past that part.
Oopsie. Yeah. They finally get into the house and they see all of the gifts that have been set up for them and the Christmas tree.
Look, there's
and
stuff and
else.
Gifts, but we also wanted to provide some new experiences
sure.
for them. Because
yeah,
as a family,
they used to
love going to sporting events together. The 8-year-old little boy, Seth, loves sports.
Yeah.
And so we knew it would be important. You know, stuff doesn't replace mom.
Sure.
Nothing replaces mom. But maybe some father-son bonding experiences.
Make some new memories.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's time to reveal some other surprises we had for them, and Jenna is going to give them some presents.
Yeah. We were looking for stuff specifically for you guys when we were getting to know you. The response was overwhelming because, you know, your story is just very, very touching, and you've been really strong and tough, so people really wanted to show how much they care about you. So that's why we have so many wonderful things for you guys to do. So I hope it'll make everything a little bit better. And all the toys that you can see right here from Toys R Us, Seth, we went on a big shopping spree for you guys.
This was serious.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how you feel about clothes, new clothes. I'm sure, you know, that's probably something mom would always get for you. But JCPenney's giving you guys a gift card so you can go shop for a bunch of new clothes if you want. Dad's going to have to take you shopping. All right. Raising Cane's. They are actually going to give you guys a whole bunch of free dinners when you guys want, all right? So that'll make it easy for you at night. They have some delicious food. Ooh. Yes. Okay, and this is kind of a woman's thing, but I think you guys are going to appreciate it. Pier 1, they're a home decorating store, and we thought that you guys might want to maybe change up the scene a little bit and redecorate and get some new stuff, you know, change this environment. That can help. And Pier 1 is giving you $5,000
what?
To decorate.
Oh my what?
Yeah. Five.
Wow.
Not for you, Kelly.
I was shocked by that.
Wow. Kelly's almost mad.
No, I was shocked. That's right, right? Wow.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He goes, can we split that?
Yes.
Smart man.
Wow.
Awesome. Smart man.
Awesome. Thank you, Pier 1.
Yeah, way
that's
to go,
awesome.
Pier 1.
All right, and this is something that you're not going to be able to see under the tree right now, but what do you do in terms of after school?
Play in my room.
Do you have daycare sometimes? Yeah, yes. Like when dad's busy? Because, yes. I mean, you're finished with school and he's still at work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what has that been like for you in terms of after school care? Is it pretty expensive?
It can be.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure
and it's
it
a
is,
lot
right?
when it's you and if you don't have, you know, always have Bridget here picking him up from school. So this is something really cool that's actually kind of thanks to everyone on Kid Nation and everyone that listens to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, because we partnered up with this One Day app, which is a really cool app, and they helped us do some cool things for kids, and they're actually going to cover the cost of daycare for you for the next year.
1 year. Come on, dog. I gotta get some words out of you.
I know. I'm just listing things off. It's a lot. Yeah. So.
How are you feeling right now? Quite overwhelmed.
Yeah, I know.
You're holding it together quite well. I'm trying.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Yes. He's feeling really good.
See, this is gonna be very. This is gonna be very great. Yeah.
Do you feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulders because of that, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's tough because he's, you know, you can tell he's strong.
He's a strong
man. He's been through so
much.
Yeah. You know
trying to be strong for his son,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, how many tears have been shed. And he's
sure.
trying to protect and be strong for his son.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
just like to see him standing there. You could just see the emotions underneath
uh-huh.
the surface.
See that he had that bottom lip kind of quivering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he was trying not to talk because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you can watch. This video turned out wonderful. You really need to see it to believe
yeah,
it. And
you
can
do
that at KidNation.com.
Yeah,
but wait, there's more.
Uh-huh. Now it's time to reveal the biggest surprise of all that we had for Larry and Seth. Kelly, take it away.
Well, Seth and Larry, there's a reason Jenna and I are wearing these silly mouse ears on our head. Can you take a guess at why I might be wearing these mouse ears?
No.
He gets to go to Disney World!
Oh, we're going to Disney World!
You're going to Disney World!
You get to go to Disney World.
That's right!
Awesome.
We're going to get you Walt Disney World Park passes. We're going to put you up at a Disney Resort Hotel so you can stay there right there on the property. Southwest Airlines is going to fly you there to Orlando. And you're going to be escorted all around by Mears Transportation in Hello, Florida. So you don't have to worry about how to get from the hotel and the airport and back and forth, right? And Dad, here's something cool for you when you go to Disney World. Because Dad has to open a present too, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Open that up, Dad. What is it?
A cell phone.
It's a tablet. Samsung Galaxy tablet.
Woo.
I think Seth's going to fight you for that one, Dad.
Are you excited,
knees.
Big guy? I want that.
Oh, I got something way cool for you, young man.
Oh, you got something else?
I got something way cool for you, little Seth.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I bought this at Toys R Us about an hour ago, some of the members of the show were not very... We're not
enthusiastic?
On board. They're not very enthusiastic.
I was supportive,
you,
Al.
I want you to open this and tell me what it is, because this is something that I love and I know you will too.
It's heavy, Al. It's a karaoke machine.
It's a karaoke machine.
Yay.
Yes. That's right. You can enjoy karaoke anytime you want with Tyler, with Bridget, with Dad, or with anybody. Isn't that awesome?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you should have given him that before the Samsung Galaxy tablet.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what probably
right.
happened.
We normally like to build up.
There you go. And here's to making new memories and new beginnings in 2015. God bless you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Well, let's hit it one more time, y'all. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Yay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Yeah, Seth wanted to leave a few presents open so he could open on Christmas morning.
Yeah, wrapped up.
Yeah. Oh, you want the anticipation's part of the fun, too.
Yeah, that was his decision. He left some stuff wrapped up. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, while you guys were talking to Larry earlier, I took his son Seth into his bedroom, and we were playing, and I remember I was sitting in the spot, and I couldn't stop thinking about that. I was sitting in the spot where his mom crawled to and passed away just to be near her son, and I could tell Larry was so overwhelmed when I walked back out there, because there's a tree, there's presents, there's all these strangers in the house, there's people he's never met trying to talk to him, and I could tell the words weren't coming out. So I wanted to pull Larry aside because I felt like this connection with him, because I was sitting on that on that floor in his son's bedroom. I felt this connection with him, and I wanted to just see what he thought and how he was feeling. And this was my conversation with Larry.
Larry, we just got done with our breaking and entering. And you, after letting it all sink in, how are you feeling?
Still trying to absorb all of it. It's a huge blessing.
Yeah.
It's a huge weight off my shoulders with preparing for everything for Christmas, trying to get everything together.
I don't think people understand that it's been 4 weeks since your wife passed away. How has it been so far?
Still transitioning, trying to get used to everything.
It's the little things, you know, that...
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's the time you spend when he's asleep.
You feel lonely.
Yeah.
And you have a beautiful young boy who I'm sure has a lot of his mom in him.
Yeah. A lot of joy.
In a sense, she's not gone.
Right.
Not only you lost your wife, and on top of that, now you're a single father.
Yeah.
How has Seth been with that? Because I was talking to him, and he seems pretty upbeat, but he's still young, and I don't see that he understands quite yet.
He understands it quite a bit.
Yeah.
He has a full understanding of what happened, and prior to her passing away, he understood what was going to happen. But my wife had built it up where it was going to be a happy time.
Yeah.
So it was going to be a point where she wasn't going to be hurting anymore. So he looked at it as a positive.
Larry, just being in your house and within the last 2 hours, I know it's weird that I've been in your house for 2 hours since you were here, but being a dad and a husband and being a man who's been with his wife since we were 19, I try to put myself in your shoes. And it broke my heart, man. It really did. And I commend you for how strong you are. I really do. Because I don't think very many people could do what you're doing right now. And would do it with such strength, and to still be motivated to go out there and do what you do for your son. And I want to let you know that there's so many men that look up to you for that, man.
Thank you. Just got to keep moving and moving forward, but also remembering the good memories that we had with her. And just trying to bring that up as much as possible to him, to bring those memories up, you know, to where, you know, she's still here with us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
What a great man.
Thanks for Bridget thanks to Bridget for introducing us to Larry and Seth. And when you're out this weekend, spending your money for Christmas stuff, think about the people that helped us out here. Toys R Us, Pier 1 Imports, One Day App, Samsung, Southwest Airlines, Disney World, Texas Rangers, Dallas Mavericks, The Stars, Great Wolf Lodge, Trinity Forest Adventure Park, El Monte RV, Academy Sports and Outdoors, iFly Indoor Skydiving, Main Event, JCPenney, Raising Cane's, Mears Transportation, and Hello Florida. Those folks helped us out. So when you're spending your money, spend your money with folks that, you know, that do the right thing.
They made it possible for us.
Yeah.
And we also want you, I know maybe you weren't with us the entire time we were doing Breaking and Entering, so you can check out Breaking and Entering on KidNation.com. And we really, really, really want you to share Larry and Seth's story on social media. Because
something else, man.
It definitely is something else.
Especially when stuff like that happens. and holidays. I don't know why. I mean, it's terrible anytime, but, you know, it's just because every holiday, then you think about that, you know.
Let's put stuff in perspective.
Yeah, sure does.
You know, we gave them a lot of stuff, and they would give it all back to have mom here for one more Christmas.
100%, Kelly. Yeah. 100%.
So, just remember when you're out in the holidays what it's really about. Yeah. You know, it's not just getting as much stuff as we can for ourselves, but for doing for other people. There's so many great charities out there. If you haven't given to one, I mean, you know,
find one.
Do something for others. It makes you feel so much better about yourself.
Yep. No matter what you believe, send them a little prayer. Send them good thoughts.
Yeah.
They deserve it. Mm-hmm. They're a great family.
Amen. Breaking and entering 2014 is in the book.
Yay. And we met an awesome new family.
Yes.
Good job, everybody.
Uh-huh. Well done, you
even
guys.
Even you, Shannon. Thanks.
I'll sleep early.
We'll be back.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
All right, this is the time, you know, normally would do maybe the showbiz top five.
Yeah.
But sometimes things are more important than what nonsense celebrities are getting themselves tangled up in, right?
Where's the biggest story? Sony's not releasing the interview. There you go.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
But if you love the showbiz top five, you know, I love it too. It's going to be posted just a little bit later on KidNation.com. So you can still get the showbiz top five, just not from my lips today.
Awesome.
Because I have something else that's kind of important that I think would be better than talking about the showbiz.
Okay. What?
We just did Breaking and Entering Christmas for Larry Elkins and his son Seth, who, you know, Larry's wife and Seth's mom just passed away a month ago from this very rare form of cancer. And it's tough, right? And so if you missed it, you know, we're going to have all that posted on Kid Nation as well. But Larry has written us an email.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I want to read that to you, part of it. He says, words can't describe the overwhelming feeling I had when I rounded the corner of my home to see everyone from the Kid Craddock Morning Show in my living room and kitchen. The outpouring of love towards my son and me left me speechless, to say the least. I'm still in a state of disbelief from what transpired in my home yesterday afternoon. It has been particularly difficult this holiday season. The biggest gift for me was to see my son happy and that wishes had been granted. The tremendous blessings bestowed upon us will allow us to create new memories going forward. Natasha was an amazing wife, mother, and so much more. She believed that a life should be lived to its fullest, as we are not promised tomorrow. Tasha and I have been continually blessed throughout our marriage. Family, friends, and coworkers have been with us through it all. We've had an amazing support system. The words, thank you, don't seem to be enough for what JC, Kelly, Jenna, Big Al, and your entire crew did for me and my son, Larry Elkins.
Thank you, Larry. Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
I feel good.
Feel good. Yeah.
Feel good and sad.
I feel like I could do, like, I want to do so much more, but
you know,
what can you do?
Touch.
I know. I told
keep
them.
Touch.
I said, I'll take you to Al's Bar to get free beers any day.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you go. I can do that. Bring that karaoke machine.
Free.
Bring that karaoke. I want to try it out.
That's so nice of Larry to write.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks
for taking the time.
Letting us into your life for a little bit. We appreciate that. That takes a lot. You can tell they're private people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that takes a lot.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not one of those guys that asks for much.
No.
No.
But you know what? We're still going to give you stuff, Larry.
All right.
It's hard not to cry when you get letters like that.
It is, but you know what makes it feel especially good is when you read that and you do the story, they really deserved it. You know, and it's really going to help them and make a difference.
Absolutely.
And that's what feels good is when they're very deserving of it.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Breaking news, I now have squirrel bowls. If you want to come eat dinner at my house, I have squirrel bowls.
Squirrel bowls?
Yes, I got them for Christmas this morning from
Jane. Fill them bowls with actual squirrel and raspberries might come over.
We don't eat squirrel, Kelly. Yesterday we had a big competition.
Yeah.
And to give us the results.
Hey, Mikey!
Is our executive producer, Mikey, whose birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
So you guys all wrote great songs. There was a Christmas songs remix contest. You took traditional Christmas songs, updated them, did newer, fun, hip versions.
Yeah.
So hip.
Over 17,000 people voted on KidNation.com.
How many?
17,000.
How many had something positive to say?
A lot.
Yeah. Lots of you have lots of negative things
out of
about
all
everyone.
17,000, two.
Coming in fourth place or third runner-up.
Oh, that's nice.
With 7.43% of the votes was Kelly.
I knew it.
Good.
Here's what's really funny, though.
Good.
Oh, and they're mad at me.
You had clips and everything.
I'm mad at you. Al is obvious. Yes.
Kelly's song was Al's dum, 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 dum.
I was obviously hurt the whole time I was singing.
Upset.
Oh, quit perpetuating that.
I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, whatever.
You know what? I'm not even speaking to you.
Coming in third place or second runner-up with 13.36% of the votes in the Christmas Songs Remix Contest is Big Al.
Yeah.
All right. That was close.
Wow.
That was really close.
Dang.
Wow.
I was thinking it might be the girls in last.
I don't know. So before the break, you said, is Jenna going to repeat? She's the reigning champion of singing contests on the show.
I mean, there were some funny lines, but it was, I sound terrible trying to do my old selfie night. I just didn't sound good. It's a slow, bad song choice.
First place had 47% of the votes. Oh. Second place had 31% of the votes.
Pretty close.
After 17,000 members of Kid Nation voted online, the winner of our Christmas Songs Remix Contest is...
Who?
J.C.
I called it.
I won.
Good song.
Feeling when you hear voices screaming, shake that jelly. Oh, my God, that's to drink Kelly.
Yeah.
Twerking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday.
Oh, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's a good way to end. Baby dancing suggestively.
How come nobody had my El Sonidito ready for me?
Make it rain.
We had your song ready.
Make it rain.
Good. Remember an upbeat song?
What?
You won.
Yep.
Yeah. All you do is cuss.
Song choice.
That's all you had to do is write an upbeat song and then you win.
Or cuss at the end of it.
I didn't curse, Al. I made it cool. Sorry about that. I had to get my song ready.
Jeez.
I didn't know I was going to win.
He gets a lot more buildup for his win than I did for my...
I was just looking for the clip, Jen. I'm sorry. If you want to hear all the songs that we wrote and performed, go to KidNation.com. They are posted for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.